Thank you very much, and good morning to you in this home stretch of Delaware County today for Tuesday, May the 14th. A great morning. Going to be kind of a wet one, I understand. Is it raining out there yet?
No. Not yet.
Not yet. Of course, in the studio here, we can't see out, and so I haven't had the chance to run to the door. Kay Walker sitting across from me at the other microphone, and a pleasure to visit with you this morning on this 62-degree WMUN Tuesday morning. Kay, you are with Hearts and Hands United. Tell me briefly about the organization, because not everybody, like yours truly, doesn't know all about that organization. So tell me about Hearts and Hands quickly.
Hearts and Hands started back in 2008. Our main purpose of what we do is we want to make sure that children start school with everything that they need. So we give them a filled backpack with all the school supplies that they need, new pair of shoes, socks, and anything else that we can help with. We do that every year. We give away anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 backpacks each year.
And that is something that I think a lot of us take for granted, because those of us who have not experienced hardships in making purchases, sometimes these kids need things that we don't think about. And who wants to send a kid to school with something they don't have that everybody else does?
Absolutely. And what we do is we get donations, and we have a big fundraiser at Amazing Joe's, which is coming up this Thursday from 11 to 2, so everyone doesn't want to miss that. It's $10 a person. You can get delivery of five or more. Just call Amazing Joe's, and we'll deliver, or you can get takeout. It's barbecue chicken, garlic mashed potatoes, and if you've never had those, you don't want to miss those. Green beans and your drink if you eat in.
I'm ready for some of those mashed potatoes right now. You already set my appetite in motion.
They are delicious.
Let's talk a little bit about the labor that goes into this, because it doesn't just happen because the funding is there.
No. We named ourselves Hearts and Hands because it takes big hearts and a lot of hands to do what we do. So if it wasn't for our community helping, you know, collecting, giving, donating school supplies, giving money to the luncheon, sponsorships, we would not be able to be where we're at today and serve anywhere. Almost 2,000 is what we're serving.
So then there's the effort of not only securing the materials, but then everybody has to pack them and mm-hmm. make sure that there's one of this and two of that and such.
Absolutely. And we try to make sure that we get lots of different kinds of backpacks, so children have different kinds, and there's a large variety. It takes a lot of people to come together and get in the lines and start, you know, putting everything in stuffing, doing the buying. It's just the whole detail of till the day of, on the last Saturday of July, when we give them away at the Delaware County Fairgrounds.
How do we decide who gets these backpacks?
Delaware County resident. They've got to be a child between K and 12th grade. They come in, they bring their ID with their parent, and all children must be there to get a backpack, and they're eligible.
Don't have to bring tax forms or
No, we don't want anything like that. We just want to make sure that the children have what they need to start school with. It's a big day for them to start. They need the supplies that they need. And you mentioned earlier, you know, hardships. You know, with everything going to the grocery store these days, it takes a lot of money. So this is a big help. People struggle. People that work both jobs have a hard time sometimes. So we want to help.
Absolutely, and that's what Hearts and Hands are there for, Hearts and Hands United. So let's recap once again, Amazing Joe's.
Yes, sir.
Good food, good purpose, and such. So I'll let you give that one-time rundown again here.
Amazing Joe's, our kickoff luncheon, 11 to 2 on this Thursday, $10 a person. Barbecue chicken, garlic mashed potatoes, green beans. All proceeds go to Hearts and Hands United for the school Tool for School Drive. You can get delivery of five or more if you call, and we do. You can do pickup, and we would love to have you come and join us. Lots of door prizes, and you'll have a great time.
I'm glad that you came in to explain that to us this morning. Great cause. Get out there, support it, and get your belly full at the same time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Kay Walker, Hearts and Hands United. Thursday kickoff, and let's help those kids with their school supplies. 8:51 at Delaware County today. WMUN, the talk of Muncie. We have one more break to go. Okay, I'll tell you what we are going to do, though. We are going to check in. Speaking about people of doing good things, For others, we're going to check in with the Dean's List here in just a moment because there is a story this morning that I think certainly merits listening. The Dean's List coming up next, and then we'll be back with more of the home stretch of Delaware County Today on WMUN.